and he pulls that lust and that love of the world out of there. And it's like what Paul said, amen, these things that I used to love to do, amen, hey, God, there's something I don't like to do it anymore. And at one time, those things now that I love to do, I used to think that was foolish, amen. Hey, God, you know what that is? That's sanctification, amen. Hey, God in heaven. I said that's sanctification. Amen. A Christian, he don't like to do the things the world likes to do. Hey, God, he don't run down to this club and that club and this ball game and that ball game and this ball field and the boy beer joints and at the movie houses and all the, hey, God, a Christian don't do that. But when he gets saved, I tell you what he likes to do. He likes to go, amen, home to his family and be a godly example and raise his children up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord and keep them out of the ways of the world and keep them safe. He loves to go to church on Thursday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. That's what a Christian likes to do. But everybody else said, let's go out to the lake. And there ain't nothing wrong with that. But not on church nights, amen. Learn to put God first in your life.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Woo! There's so much preaching here, but I got to stay focused.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep moving.
Oh, I bless him, Lord. Holy, holy.
Amen. We got the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Amen. Did you know that?
Yes.
Living by our side, the Holy Ghost brings daily conviction.
All right. Come on. Michael Irvin used to say this that has always stuck with me. He said, people say, well, I did such and so, and as soon as I did it, Holy Ghost convicted me of it. You know? Yeah, always convict you before you do it.
Bless him, Lord.
Is he hear me?
Yeah.
He ain't going to let you go run and get into trouble, get into sin. And then after it's over with, then he convicts your heart. No, that ain't the way God moves. He'll always warn you of it first.
Right.
Woo.
Yes, Lord.
I got a convictor living in my heart. He'll keep me from sin. If I live close, pray and read the word of God and live like I should, he'll keep me from sin.
Amen.
Do you hear me?
Yes, Lord.
Hey, God. He's a daily companion. Amen. Living down inside of my heart. Holy Ghost, it'll bring daily cleansing. He washed the disciples' feet. Jesus did. Hey, God. Amen. But oh, they've been walking on them dusty roads, so their feet needed a cleansing. But I'm so glad, amen, that not only can he cleanse our feet, he can cleanse our hearts. Amen. Thank God other sins are bound to come. Amen. And every day, amen, sin will try to bombard us. Sin will try to come up against us. Sin will try to tempt us. But if you got that Holy Ghost living down inside of your heart, amen, he'll keep you from that. Amen. David put it like this. He said, he'll be a guide unto me. Psalms 32:8. I will guide thee with my own eye. Well, who's the guide? Who's the guide, brother? I tell you who the guide is. It's the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's already been there. He already knows the way. And he knows how to get us safely home. Amen.
Amen. That's God.
I'm glad I got a guide that'll lead me. Aren't you?
Amen. Sweet Lord.
Boy, there's a lot of good preaching here. I'm just hitting the highlights tonight. Amen. The Holy Ghost, he's a comfort in a time of sorrow.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right. Thank God.
Aren't you glad of that?
I'm glad.
Amen.
I've been with a lot of you when you've lost loved ones. I've preached a lot of funerals. Two or three of my pastor friends, they said, man, Jason, you only been up for this time. I was only here about 10 years. And man, I probably preached 20 funerals. 10 years, brother. Huh? Most of them people right here. We start off a lot of old people. Amen. That's a hard, hard thing. Brother Anthony, when you lose a loved one,
yes,
it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
But I come to tell you tonight, he's a comfort. He'll help you. The Holy Ghost will help you. It's a hard thing when you suffer sickness.
Have your way.
And things in this old world. We just come feel hardship in this coronavirus. Thank God nobody died. We had some people in this church. He got sick with the coronavirus, but thank God none of us died.
Right, right.
I know Brother George, amen, knew something that died. But I come to tell you, God said he'd be a friend. He'd be a help. He'd be a comfort to us.
Right.
Whether it's sickness, whether it's death, whether your heart is overwhelmed. They said, my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is high. Amen. I come to tell him, he'll comfort to you. He comforts us in that time of sorrow. Hallelujah. Amen. Great God in heaven, we're blessed. Amen. Because of what God has did for us. Amen. Great God. We are blessed because we have the Holy Ghost as a daily companion living inside of our hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
Aren't you glad of that?
Amen.
We're blessed because of what God will do. Oh, well, the past, he forgave my sins. That's the past. Mm-hmm. He gave me the Holy Ghost to help me right now with the present.
Yeah.
But you know, we're also blessed because he promises
touch him, Lord.
Bless to be with us in the future.
That's right. It.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
He'll be the God of the past.
Yes.
He'll be the God of the present.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, man. That's my all voice. Right. Like
bless him, Lord. That's right, brother. Come on.
And he'll be the God of the future.
Yes, he will.
Right.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah. And so there's an old song that says, I'm so glad that trouble doesn't always last. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. This is joyful truth. We don't have to live here forever. Amen. In this veil of tears. But there's a sort of a good and a bad of growing old. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Listen to me now.
Bless you.
What if, Brother George, I say today, I shouldn't think about things like this, Brother Earl.
Bless you.
I tell you what, I go out and mow 8 or 10 hours now. I get in, Brother Tom, I'm ready for a nap.
Yeah. Bless you, Lord.
Yeah. Woo! Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's sad to say. Man, I remember a day when I could mow 8, 10 hours a day.
Yes.
Come home, we'd run to church on Friday night. Mary got all them wanting to go out to Giovanni's after that. We'd stay at Giovanni's 12, 1 o'clock. Get home and I'm still pumped and ready.
Mm-hmm.
I remember them days, 20s, young 20s.
Yeah.
Great God. If you was like that all your life, you'd never want to die.
That's right. That's true.
Woo! But we grow old. And our back hurts.
Yeah.
And our neck crunches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your legs hurt.
Amen.
Your heart gets weak.
Come on, brother.
I hated Brother James is having aorta trouble. We go through surgeries and troubles and cancer and problems.
Right.
I tell you what, Brother Anthony. Hey, amen. I've seen people that at one time, if they still felt like they were in their 20s, they'd never want to leave.
Right.
But that aging process gets our minds over there. Or we'll never age again.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank God this too shall pass. Amen.
Lord.
I think of a day. Amen. I think of a land of a faithless day.
You,
where God shall always wipe away all tears. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Brother Anthony, I don't know. I've been thinking about some things. Amen.
Yes.
I know Sister Lisa, when we die, the Bible said we're going to get a brand new body. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Notice this. There's going to be a brand new heaven and a brand new earth. Amen. Why is all of that? Because God's going to abolish all sin and anything the sin had anything to do with. Why we need a brand new heaven? Did you know Lucifer, Adam and Eve did not commit the first sin? We preach and we think in our minds the first sin was Adam. No. It started long before that in a place called heaven. When Lucifer arrive up against God himself. You look in Isaiah. Isaiah said, and a third of the angels came against God, and there was war in heaven, and God casted Satan and a third of the angels, and they fell, amen, like a star out of heaven. Amen. Sin was first in the heavens, and then, amen, sin was in this earth, and sin has been in this body. Amen. Great God, I come thank God. It's going to give us a new heaven and a new earth. And one of these days, I'm going to have a brand new body. Hey, God, I tell you, it's going to be like this body, only different. Amen. Once again, I can't tell you all the eyes and O's, but I know this. I'm going to have a brand. John the Revelator, amen, fell down. John the Beloved, amen, fell down at the feet of Jesus like a dead man when he saw him in his glory. Why is that, Sister Mary? This body, it can't take the glory of God. Hey, I'm a words. I've seen people get in the spirit. And you ever seen people get slain in the spirit? I've seen some of you do that. And just a little bit of glory of God comes down and gets on us. And I've seen them just fall out like a dead man. Yeah. We can't handle the glory of God. We can't handle the power of God. These old bodies are finite. Amen. Amen. Finite. But one of these days, they'll be infinite. Amen. These old bodies, hey, great God in heaven, amen, are mortal. But one day they'll be immortal. And we'll be able to handle the glory of the presence of an almighty God.
Praise
thank
Moses
you, mighty God.
His presence.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless it be.
And he came down and they had to put a veil on him.
Yes, God.
Because the glory of God did shine on him.
Right.
It was like looking at the sun. They couldn't even look at Moses. It was hurting their eyes.
Right.
He had been in the very presence of God.
Praise
the Lord. Woo.
Yes, God.
I told you before, I heard Ralph Lowry tell me with his own ears. I don't know why the man wanted to see an angel. But he prayed for months and months and months for God to show him an angel. He wanted to see an angel. One day he said he's in his living room after praying and fasting and seeking God. He wanted to see an angel. And one day he said... He's living in the room. But Tommy, and he said he got to praying, and God said, Ralph, do you want to see an angel? He said, God, I want to see an angel. He said, get ready. He said, his cell opened up. Amen. He seen the glory world, and an angel come through there, bright light. He said, I don't know how long it was. He said, it felt like a long time, but it was probably a matter of seconds. He said, and I was so fearful. And I was so limp and I lost all my strength.
Man.
And it was just a matter of a small amount of time. And he said, I was begging God to take it out of my presence. He said, I cannot handle the presence of that angel. Hallelujah. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in heaven? I said, can you imagine what it's going to be like in the very... There's going to be angels. There's going to be all kinds of... But it's going to be Jesus sitting on the throne. That's going to be God the Father. Can you imagine what a place it's going to be? Yes, I've got to have a new body. People said, it ain't going to be a new... Yes, it's got to be a new body. These bodies can't handle the glory of God on that magnitude.
Amen. Woo! Amen.
So what kind of body's going to be? I don't know.
Glory.
I'd like to think it's going to be my 21-year-old body. Woo!
Yeah. Come on, brother. Bless him, Lord.
Brother Earl, I also like to think it ain't going to be a fat body. Amen.
Hello.
Woo!
Come on, man.
Woo! I don't know what kind of body it's going to be, Sister Claire, but I know this. Jesus is going to be the one to distribute that body.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And we shall be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. How fast is it going to happen? Just like that. Hey, God. Amen. He's going to call us up. And we're going to meet the Lord in the air. Hey, God, I got to move on. I can preach all night right here. Hey, God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know this, amen, that we shall be like him, amen. Did you hear that? One of these days, Brother Anthony, I ain't going to be like Jason. I'm not going to have a natural nature to sin. One of these days, I'm not going to be tempted for the ways of the world. I can name you some things, but I wouldn't do it. I'm tempted in some areas. You probably don't even fight that, but you got way areas in your life that you're one of these days it won't be like that. One of these days there'll be no more sin, there'll be no more sorrow, there'll be no more sickness, there'll be no more amen heartaches, but great God will be like him. Amen.
God, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes, praise
thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord. That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. Heaven. Amen. Hey God, I'm trying to think of how I heard this. Heaven is going to be a place, great God, as magnificent as a mind that God could, the best that God could think of. Hallelujah. Amen. I was reading about the Taj Mahal. We always say the Taj Mahal is a building in India that was built over 300 years ago. 20,000, listen to this, 20,000 workers worked on that Taj Mahal. I think it was 21 or 22 years. 20,000 workers for 20 plus years built that Taj Mahal, Brother Earl, and thousands through the decades and through the centuries have visited that place, and it's still a wonder of the world today. Oh, the magnificence of the Taj Mahal. Oh, I ain't got time. Maybe I'm going to have to preach on this some more. Amen. But Brother Anthony, this place I'm going to, the Taj Mahal, is like a hood out in the corner compared to heaven. It's got about 12 foundations, 1,500 miles square. I think it was 1,500. Hey, God, I don't know. There's even some controversy here. Amen. But I'm led to believe there's 12 foundations. One. Great God, it's going to be a magnificent place. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have been to the heart of man. What God, we can't fathom that. We can't fathom the glory of God. Let me tell you something, church. You don't want to miss heaven for nothing down here. I said, you don't want to miss heaven for a little bit of this world. They steal over a little bit of gold, but up there, that's what they use on the highway. It's just blacktop up there. My God in heaven, I come and tell us it's going to be wonderful, and I wouldn't miss heaven for the world.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Praise God.
Woo! Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God.
Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you, yes, Lord.
I picked a man not to preach this.
Bless him, Lord. Help him, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
I feel like preaching, but this old voice is gone. I said we should be like him.
Yes, buddy.
I'm going to have to preach some more on this another night. I feel this. Yes.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, yes.
He chose wisdom, and God asked Solomon. When God asked Solomon, said, Solomon, what would you have me to give you?
I'll give you peace from all your enemies.
I'll give you long life. I'll give you wealth. I'll give you riches. Solomon said, no, God, just give me wisdom.
That's it.
To judge thy people as they go out and they come in.
Yeah.
Just give me wisdom. This is a great nation. I just would like to, man. I'd like to have wisdom to run this place like you'd have me to run it. Man. And God said, Solomon, because thou hast not asked wealth and long life and riches, peace and all these things, this time we'll give you all that too.
Amen.
And Solomon, hallelujah, was the wisest man.
Yeah.
Hey, great God, known upon the earth. Probably, maybe even the wisest man up to this day. I realize we got wise, smart people. But the Bible said that they traveled from far and wide just to see the knowledge of Solomon.
Yeah.
That Queen of Sheba, she come over there and offered up all that gold and silver and gift to Solomon. And I noticed this when the Bible said, and she looked at Solomon and she said, this is speech. The Bible said her speech was taken from her.
Yeah.
She was speechless.
Right.
When she looked at the magnificence of the wisdom of Solomon, and she looked at the magnificence of the kingdom, she said, thy servants, they come out, they go out and they come in, and they're happy. Hey, God, they're happy. Hey,
woo.
Hey.
Yeah.
She said, this is so good. Hey, God, I heard the news from far away. This is so good that the half hadn't even been told me how good it really is. Hey, I made the believe by the time that heaven's so good that the half hadn't even been understood in our minds just yet. It's going to be a place. It's going to be a magnificent place. I don't know about you, but I want to go.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be like him in his holiness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God's a holy God, and when we get there, we're going to be holy people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Did you know that? There'll be no sin in heaven.
Right.
We'll be holy like God. We'll love like God.
Praise
down here, men don't, people don't love each other.
No, don't.
You know, God loves.
Amen.
God loves the dope head.
Right.
God loves the sinner.
Yeah.
God loves that old wretch that everybody else says is worthless. God
Amen.
Loves him.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus.
There's people you don't like and you don't love them.
Oh, yeah. Bless him, Lord.
It's hard to love people when they don't love you.
That's right. Bless him, Lord. Come on, brother.
I tell you, they'll come today, we'll love like God loves.
Thank you.
And it'll be like that kingdom of Solomon when that queen of Sheba, when that queen said, and they were happy to go out and come in.
Yeah.
Why? Because they were lovely.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, I got to hurry up here. And we shall be like him, not only in his love and not only in his holiness, but we'll be like God mentally.
Amen.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
We'll have the mind of God.
Yeah.
We won't be limited down here. We're talking about Andrew. I won't say it live on Marco Polo, but we're trying to figure out where he got his brains from. I tell you, Brother George, I'm not a super smart guy. Anything I've ever worked at, I went to college and became a nurse, but I tell you, it was a struggle. I had to get them books and read, study. Some people don't even do that. Some people just go take a test, and they're, well, they're just smart.
Yeah.
Not me. I wish I was that way. Not me, brother. But I tell you, there'll be a time I will be. But my dad used to tell me all the time, we'd get in an argument. I was just a teenager. You know how teenagers are smart. And then I'm wondering, Dad knows. And my dad used to tell me, he said, son, let me tell you something. He said, I've already forgot more than you'll ever know. Hallelujah. I tell you what, Brother Tom, there'll be a day we'll have a memory and a mind like an elephant. There'll be a time, amen, we'll have a memory and a mind like a supercomputer. Great God in heaven. We'll mentally be like God, and we shall be like him. We'll be like him in his love. We'll be like him in his holiness. We'll be like him mentally. Hey, God, and we shall be like him physically.
Thank you, Lord.
So we're going to have a resurrected body.
Praise God.
Never to die again.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
There really won't be no sugar up there.
Nobody.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Won't be no headaches up there.
Right.
Won't be no more cancer. No more heartaches. No more sorrow.
Thank you, mighty God.
Dear me, Sister Mary, I'm done.
Blessed be the
man. God's a good God. But when we get up there, we'll be perfect like him.
Right.
We preach perfection down here. Be you perfect as even as your Father's perfect. But really, when it gets down to it, do you know what we are? We're flesh.
That's right, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
I still lose my temper when somebody cuts me off in traffic.
Bless him, Lord.
I still lose my temper when Bill shows up doped up to work. I was talking about George the other day. We was talking a little bit. George never hurts. Bill never showed up about 11:20, brother. Oh, many happy few, but he didn't answer that phone. I should have known when he called me. He called me, he's about half asleep. Me and brother could talk. I just got up, overslept. I'll be there. I said, all right, Bill, I just needed some help. I said, all right, come on, son. And he showed up and he was trying to fall asleep standing up. He had me so frustrated. I'm still flesh.
Come on, buddy.
You're still flesh.
That's it.
One of these days, we're going to be like God.
That's right. Amen,
we'll be perfect.
Praise be to God.
I'd like to be perfect with you.
Amen. Oh, yes, I will.
Stand with me in this house tonight. I preach to
you. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord.
Being a Christian, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of benefits.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. In the past of our sins, he covered our sins.
Thank you, Lord.
He washed us of our sins. The present Brother John, he gives us the Holy Ghost to lead us in down the shop now. And Brother George, there's going to be great blessings off in the future that we haven't even experienced
yet. Amen.
It's going to be a wonderful place, brother. I said it's going to be a wonderful place, Sister Carla.
Thank you, Lord.
It's going to be a wonderful place, Brother Tom.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to be like him.
Thank you,
Lord. Come on, let's find us a place to pray here tonight. Ask the Lord to help us. Thank God for the blessings. Thank you for his blessings that he bestows upon a Christian. Hallelujah.
Lost
Let's go.